Hello, everyone, and happy Wednesday. I'm Jasmine, and I'm an award-winning and published wedding photographer located in Indiana, but I serve clients worldwide. And because it's Wednesday, it's time for this week's installment of Wedding Wednesday, which are tips and tricks for brides and grooms who are actually planning their wedding. Now, this week for Wedding Wednesday, we're going to be talking about your wedding rehearsal. Now, your wedding is going to be one of the happiest days of your life because it marks the moment in time when you and your spouse say your I do's. However, the day before your wedding can be just as fun as your actual wedding day. And a lot of people kind of just put the wedding rehearsal off to the side, but it can also be a great day for you and your guest. So we're going to go ahead and talk about some tips to make sure you have an unforgettable rehearsal celebration. So the first thing you're going to want to think about before you dive in and start planning your wedding rehearsal, you need to figure out what your style for the event will be. So you need to figure out what's your rehearsal style. Some couples just want to rehearse the wedding and call it a day, and other couples want to make a full day out of it with events for all of their guests. There are two main types of rehearsals, a welcome party and a rehearsal dinner. A welcome party usually includes all of the guests who are invited to the wedding, and a rehearsal dinner is usually just for the wedding party members and close family. Rehearsal dinners usually start with the wedding rehearsal and then end with the dinner, and wedding parties or the welcome party will have a wedding rehearsal in them, but are more of an event with dinner, games, activities, and even brunch. It could literally be like an all-day event. So it's really up to you as to which style you prefer the best, and you can always mix the two to make an event that's perfect for you. So now we'll go ahead and talk about the wedding rehearsal. So regardless of your rehearsal style is, the day before your wedding will include in a wedding rehearsal. This will be a run-through of your wedding ceremony. Your wedding party members, officiant, and anyone else who is a part of your ceremony will be present. This run-through allows you to figure out all of the details, and it helps you be a little more prepared on your wedding day. Depending on your venue, the timing of your rehearsal may be different, so you will want to check with them before you start to plan your rehearsal event so you know kind of what time to plan around. Another thing you want to consider is the venue. So once you know your rehearsal style and the time of your rehearsal, you will want to start thinking about your venue. Will you be holding everything at your ceremony venue, or will you have the rehearsal at the ceremony venue and then hold everything else somewhere else? Will there just be one or two locations, or will guests need to be transported to several different locations? Just like your wedding venue, you will need to search and plan for your rehearsal venue as well, if you are planning on having it outside of your ceremony venue. And then you're going to want to go ahead and personalize your rehearsal. So infuse your personalities and love into your wedding rehearsal just like you are doing for your wedding. Is there an activity that you both love doing? Maybe mini golf, boating, bowling, whatever. Or is there a particular restaurant you both love? You can incorporate that into your rehearsal. You can even plan an event around your honeymoon location. For an example, if you're going to Paris, maybe you'll serve some macarons. If you're going to Hawaii, maybe you'll have a luau theme rehearsal. So you can definitely kind of personalize your rehearsal just like you would your wedding day. So the next thing you want to consider are any activities. So you will want to keep your guests entertained during the rehearsal event. So having some games or events planned can be great. And you'll want to try to keep people talking and interacting with each other and consider the seating for friends and family who may not know each other. So if you are just kind of having the rehearsal and then a dinner, you don't really need like a lot of activities planned. But if you are going to have like an all-day event, then you'll want to kind of have something for them to do as well. And then let's talk about toasts. Rehearsal events are less formal, so you can certainly forgo the formal toast. However, saying a few words to your guest is always great. Try to steer away from having an open toast option where everyone says a few words, since that can really turn into an hour-long event. So if you do want other people to speak, maybe go ahead and appoint one to two people to say a few words, and then you can go ahead and get the party started. And another thing you want to consider is your start and end times for the rehearsal dinner. Make sure you are clear of the start and end times and try to stay on schedule. This will make sure all of the guests are informed and will stop those friends and family members who may stay at the bar all night long. Also, remember that your wedding is the next day, so you're going to want to be sure that you end the event early enough that everyone can get some rest, including yourself. The last thing you want to do is be out until like 3 o'clock in the morning and have to wake up at 6 o'clock to start your hair and makeup. And lastly, the last thing you need for your rehearsal is invitations. So you need some sort of invitations for your wedding rehearsal. This will let people know who is and who isn't invited and can help them plan on the time frame. Depending on your rehearsal style, you can either send a formal invite in the mail, just like your wedding invitations, or you can keep things simple with an e-invite or an email. So hopefully that kind of will help you as you're starting to plan that wedding rehearsal and make sure that you have a great time and your guests have a great time. So that's it for this week's installment of Wedding Wednesday, which is tips and tricks for couples who are actively planning their wedding. Be sure to tune back in next week for another installment. Thanks, guys, and have a great week.